Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I'd like to read one verse of Scripture, verse 20. Hebrews 11:20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Our Father, this evening we pray, Lord, would you bless the service? May our hearts be fixed upon Christ, and may the things of this world grow dim. May we see Him. May He be honored. Lord, help us to worship for Christ's sake. Amen. The Lord had promised Abraham a son. And this son was going to come from the womb of his wife, Sarah. And according to the Word of God, Sarah, who was past the age and time of women, Abraham, who was almost 100 years old, the Lord did exactly what He said He was going to do. And the Scripture says that Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. God had promised Abraham that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That seed being the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the Lord tried Abraham after Abraham's son Isaac was born, and He said unto him, take thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering unto one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham believed God, and he took Isaac with some of the young men. They came to the place that the Lord revealed to Abraham to be the place where he was to offer up Isaac. And so they got to the place, and Abraham said, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go up yonder. We'll go yonder and worship and come again to you. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 19, we read last week, Abraham believed, he was convinced that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. He didn't doubt the Lord's word. Well, the Lord delivered Isaac from the altar on which Abraham had placed him. And the Scripture says He provided a ram that was caught in the thicket. And there we see a beautiful, glorious picture of substitution. And the last verse of Scripture that we looked at last week, accounting, verse 19, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also He received him in a figure. And what that received him in a figure actually means is He received Isaac as a picture, as a type of all who will be raised from the dead to life in Christ. He saw in that raising up of that boy off that altar, He saw life. Victory. Well, in time, Abraham sent a servant to go and find out, search out a wife for Isaac. And according to the Lord's good providence, this servant crossed paths with Rebekah. And he had been given instruction. He said, this is the way you'll know the one that the Lord has for Isaac. You know, when you go to feed your camels, and she'll say, let me draw the water, and I'll get water for you, and I'll water your camels too. And Rebekah did that. And so the servant went, and they talked to her parents, and Rebekah went back with the servant to meet Isaac. And the scripture says in Genesis 24:67 concerning Isaac, he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Well, Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah. And because Rebekah was barren, the scripture says in Genesis 25:21, Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Now I want you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 25, and I'm going to read verses 22 to 28, and we're going to read a few scriptures tonight, but that's good. Genesis 25, here's what happened. Rebekah was barren, and Isaac prayed and asked the Lord for his blessings. It might be pleased that she might conceive, and she did conceive. Genesis 25, 22 to 28. And here's what happened while she was bearing these children. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb, and the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Esau was 80 years old when she bare them, and the boys grew. And Esau was a cunning hunter, man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Well, now, before we go any farther, I want us to consider something concerning this passage that we looked at by faith. These two boys, Jacob and Esau, were blessed by their father, Isaac. Now here's Isaac, here's Rebekah, and they've got these two boys now. And here's the first thing that I know concerning these two boys right here, but salvation in general. This is what I know. Salvation is all according to God's sovereign grace. Romans 9, verse 10 to 16. Romans 9, 10 to 16. Talking about these boys now that Rebekah just had. Romans 9, the Lord spoke to Rebekah while she was pregnant. And he said, this is what's going on inside you. You got two nations in there, two kinds of people. The elder's going to serve the younger. Now here's what God has to say about these two boys that she had. Romans 9, verse 10. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So then, it's not of him that willeth, or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Two boys, conceived from the same father and mother. Now the great distinction that's made between these two brothers can be traced only to the sovereign will of Almighty God. That's what Romans 9 says. These boys, not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, but that the purpose of God according to election might stand, it was said. God Almighty made choice before these children were ever born, before they were ever brought into this world. And God's choice was made according to God's purpose. And this, the sovereign will of God, is the only source of mercy. Titus 1:9, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Esau was older by just a few moments. But he, though according to the flesh, natural custom, had the right, had the priority over Jacob. But God chose the younger to receive His mercy and to partake of His grace. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27-29, the Scripture says, God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. God Almighty chooses whomsoever He will. Salvation is of the Lord. She had two boys. And this is what God said about them. One of them I love. The other one I hate. All souls are mine. God does as He will. Rebecca didn't do anything. She had two boys. God made the choice. Here's the second thing I know concerning these two boys. The purpose of God is surely going to stand. The birthright actually was the blessing. Now, the birthright, by nature, by custom, by always went to the first one. The birthright belonged to him. And the blessing went to him. I'm going to tell you something about that blessing in just a minute. But the birthright was always to belong to the oldest. He got it all. He got it all. And this birthright was given to the one, the first one, and that blessing was going to be passed on from generation to generation during the Old Testament times. And what it did was it represented all of the blessings of God's grace in Christ. God Almighty would have these patriarchs, and they'd pass that birthright on down, birthright, birthright. And Isaac, the daddy, he wanted Esau to have the birthright. He was the firstborn. But Isaac's will and purpose was not God's will and purpose. God loved and chose Jacob. And he was pleased to pass by Esau. And the Lord purposed that Jacob was going to have the birthright. Because whoever has the birthright gets the blessing. Whoever has the birthright. Well, turn to Genesis 25. Here's what happened. Now the youngest traditionally doesn't have it. He doesn't have the birthright and he's not going to get the blessing. Genesis 25:29. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I'm faint," and therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I'm at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he sware unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Esau, who was the oldest, who had the birthright, he was to get the blessing traditionally. But he comes in one day from the field. And he was hungry. Jacob said to him, he said, "I'll give you something to eat, but you sell me your birthright." And Esau said, "What difference does it make to me? I'm so hungry, I'm about to die anyway." "Yeah, you can have it." He said, "You swear to me that I can have it." He said, "I swear to you." And he despised his part in the blessing of Almighty God, which traditionally would have been the lineage through which the Messiah was going to come. That blessing was more than just a dad's, you know, hope. "Well, I hope the Lord blesses you and stuff." No, no, no. That blessing carried with it the promise of God, the blessing of God, and through which the Messiah was going to come. And God said, that blessing is going to go to Jacob. He's the youngest. "I'm the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Not Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. He had to have the birthright to get the blessing. "Sell me your birthright." "Fine, you can have it." Now I'll tell you, without a doubt, Jacob was doing exactly what the Lord had purposed. And there's another message, complete message right here. I'll mention it. And Lord willing, one day I'll preach on it. But what Rebekah did, in telling, we'll look at it in just a minute, telling her son, Jacob, what to fool their daddy, what they did was untruthful. But Almighty God overruled. Instead of waiting on God, Jacob got the blessing. But he went the rest of his life in misery, trials, tribulations. He reaped what he sowed. Now there's another message there. But Almighty God had purposed that this boy was going to have the birthright and the blessing. And Esau sold that birthright for a bowl of soup. He gave away. He said, I don't care. I don't care about the blessing of God. It doesn't matter to me. Men can say, well, what a foolish thing to do that he would sell his birthright. He'd sell his share. He would sell the blessing of God. But for that, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. Men will say, I'll take this over God's blessing. Almighty God had purposed Jacob is going to have the blessing. And Esau was doing exactly what he wanted to do. He despised the blessing of God's grace for the husk of this world. From that birthright, the honor, the authority of the family next to the parents was found, but especially in that birthright was the promise of the Messiah and the inheritance of the land of Canaan, which was a picture of heaven itself. That birthright pictured intimacy with Christ Himself, oneness with Christ. Canaan, presence of God. And Esau said, I don't care about that. That doesn't mean anything to me. Both men, Jacob and Esau, they got exactly what they wanted, all the while accomplishing the will of Almighty God. And it was sealed before God as Esau swore to give it up. You're going to give this to me? Yes, I will. I swear I will. I don't want it. I don't need it. I don't desire it. Hebrews chapter 12, I'll read this to you. Hebrews 12, 15 to 17 says this, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. We're going to read about this in just a minute. What happened is, when it says he found no place of repentance, that is in Isaac. When Esau realized that he lost the... We'll read it in just a second. When he realized he had lost the blessing, oh, he started crying and weeping and wailing and everything, and he was seeking repentance in Isaac. He was wanting Isaac to change his mind. Can't you? No. No. One morsel. Just a bowl of soup. Sold it for nothing. Nothing. Here's the third thing. True believers bow to God's will. Rebekah knew the will of the Lord was to bless Jacob and to leave Esau to himself. God told her. He told her, he said, the elder is going to serve the younger. She knew what was going on. The Lord had told her that back in Genesis 25. And when Isaac knew that it was time because of his failing health, He was determined to bless Esau. Now I want you to turn back to Genesis 27. Genesis 27. Verse 1, it came to pass that when Isaac was old, his eyes were dim, so that he could not see. He called Esau, his eldest son, said unto him, My son, he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I'm old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, thy bow, go into the field, and take me some venison. Make me savory meat, such as I love. Bring it to me, that I may eat, my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison, bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, "Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Therefore, my son, obey my voice. According to that which I command thee, go now to the flock and fetch me thence two good kids of the goats. I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. Thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man. I'm a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice. Go fetch them, them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. His mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. She gave the savory meat and bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. He came unto his father and said, My father? And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said to his father, I'm Esau, thy firstborn. I've done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him. And he said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. He brought him wine, he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near, and he kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and the plenty of corn and wine. And let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And before I read the next few verses, that blessing that he just gave him, you think of that blessing being the blessing. That's the blessing of Christ. Nations bow down to him. Cursed is everyone that curses him. Blessed is everyone that blesses him. This is heaven's blessing right there. That's what he got. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out of the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless thee. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I'm thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me, and I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said to his father, Bless me, even me also, my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away the blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. What shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and the dew of the heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Now, Isaac did bless his two sons according to the will of Almighty God. Jacob was promised both spiritual and temporal blessings. Esau got temporal blessings only. The seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Savior of God's elect, he was promised to come through Jacob. God purposed it. Esau was blessed, but he had only that which this world offered. But when Isaac realized that he had blessed Jacob, and I want you to turn back in closing to our text, Hebrews 11, verse 20. And of all the things that could be listed concerning Isaac, this is the point right here. This is the one point in this 11th chapter that the Spirit of God is pleased to record concerning the faith of Isaac when he blessed Jacob and Esau. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. It came down to this. Isaac loved Esau. Scripture says, because of his venison. Rebekah loved Jacob. God loved Jacob. God had purposed that Jacob was going to have the birthright and the blessing. Esau did everything in the world he could. He was going to bless Esau. Isaac was going to bless Esau. You go out there and you kill a deer, make me a savory meat, bring it here, we'll eat together, we'll laugh together, talk together, fellowship together, then I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. Jacob comes in. He said, I'm Esau. Isaac said, come over here, let me touch you. He said, you sound like Jacob, but you feel like Esau. Are you really Esau? Are you Esau? Yes, I am. Isaac's going to, in his heart, he's going to bless Esau. I'm going to bless Esau. I'm going to bless Esau. And he gave that blessing to Jacob. And when Almighty God revealed to Isaac that he had blessed Jacob instead of Esau, because that was God's will, this is what Isaac said. I blessed him, and he's going to be blessed. He bowed to God's will. He bowed to God's good purpose. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. God's people are saved by the grace of God. God's purpose is going to stand. And when God's people realize that their desires, their thoughts, their will is contrary to God's will, God's purpose, you know what they're going to do? They're going to bow. Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, thy will be done. Thy will be done. They will not. A believer will not fly in the face of God Almighty when God makes known His will. May the Lord bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.